Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to an original member of our Brain Trust. That's right. If you hear me say that, you know that this person has been with us since 98. That's right, 1998, the last century, the previous millennia. She joined us in the first year, and that makes her, the first 12 months, that makes her an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Eva Rosenberg is who I'm talking about. She is the Tax Mama, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, an enrolled agent extraordinaire, and she's here to talk to us about how to make your experience with the IRS much more pleasant. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back.
Well, good morning. And, you know, we were friends even before you started the radio show.
We were?
We were. Did you know you had friends back then?
Too? I didn't know I had any friends in those days. That's the reason I started doing my radio show, so I could have friends.
See? And look, now you have the best friends in the world.
I do. I have the best friends. I sure do. Hey, Eva, how do we improve our experience with the IRS?
Well, here is a concept. Open the envelope.
Oh. I know you're not really making a joke, because that happens, doesn't it? People get things in from the IRS, they just let it lay there and look at it.
They do, you know, and
big mistake.
And people are so terrified when that envelope comes that all too often, really, honest to God, they just don't even open it.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is open the envelope and try to read the letter, of course.
Yeah.
Because you have, you know, usually have a deadline to respond, and if you don't respond, you know, it just escalates and gets worse and worse.
Yeah. Yeah, they get ill when you don't respond.
Yeah, so the first trick is open the envelope.
Open the stupid envelope.
Yeah, you know, we were sitting around at a focus group in Las Vegas at the IRS Tax Forum last week, and you know, several tax professionals.
Well,
was this
an informal gathering, or was this an official gathering of thought leaders?
Well, what the IRS does is they talk to tax professionals at these forums to try to find ways to improve the system, and so everybody's theoretically anonymous. Mm-hmm. And everything is recorded and then transcribed, and then the recording's destroyed, so we can't be blamed for anything.
So you don't get a letter about the meeting, right?
No, so we don't get blamed later on for anything that we said, if we said anything bad. But what's disturbing is, you know, IRS is trying to improve the message, improve the way the message is delivered, but everybody is saying the same thing I am. Their clients aren't opening the envelopes. They bring them a stack of unopened envelopes.
Wow.
And they become new clients.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I told IRS, there's no way you can improve the message on paper if nobody's opening the envelope.
Right, right. But not opening the envelope is not really the IRS's fault, though, is it?
No, because, I mean, no matter what they do, they're still going to be the IRS.
There's nothing they can do about that.
Well, you know, I really think that IRS needs to move where they are transmitting information in general to the public.
Hmm.
They don't have a really great PR campaign where people just get to know that they're actually able to help them.
Well, they don't have much to work with on PR, do they? I mean, their reputation,
big bad bully.
Their reputation precedes them, at least the perceived their perception precedes them, maybe I should say.
The perception does. And, you know, if you look at the IRS's mission statement, it doesn't say anything in there about bullying, beating, or, you know, any of those other nasty things. It's all about customer service. Which is, you know, they have some of that.
Well, my experience, I have to say, in their defense, my experience with the IRS has always been with quality people who have been respectful to me and who have helped me. I've never had it so far, knock wood, I've never had an experience with the IRS where I didn't feel the person on the other side was trying to help.
Well, you know, Jim, I've got to tell you something. You are the consummate gentleman, and when you treat people the way you do with respect, they usually treat you the same way.
It's fun. People are funny that way, aren't they? Humans are funny that way, aren't they?
They are.
Hey, Eva, give us your website, please.
TaxMama.com, TaxMama.com.
Folks, you got to go there because there's a lot of important things there, including you can find our book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. You have rights, ladies and gentlemen. You have rights that are by law you have them. When you deal with the IRS, and you should know what those are. When we come back, Eva's going to help us she's going to identify them and help us understand them. Stay with us. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.